Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2077. I'm out for a morning Thursday walk. I've had a very early start to the day and it's still early. People aren't really getting up and about just yet. And as I'm having a walk before I go back and get stuck into my own work, I'm thinking about the urgency in which we approach things. Because I run my own business, I look at the things that I need to do each day in a different context. If I'm just turning up somewhere to get paid a salary, it doesn't matter whether I work efficiently or whether I don't work efficiently, I'm going to get paid the same amount of money. And then it just comes down to, well, what's the sense of job satisfaction that I'm getting from the effort that I'm putting in? What's the feedback that I'm getting from the people that I report to? And if I'm drastically under delivering, and at some point you're going to get some pretty strong feedback that we no longer require your services because you're not delivering on what it is that we're paying you for. But in most instances, you can probably show up to most jobs doing an average kind of effort and output, and you'll keep your job. That's normally the reality of it. And interestingly, because my schedule, in the nature of the industry that I have, there are a lot of people that want to work out and get coaching from me first thing in the morning before they go to work, and then in the evening. That's traditionally where most people are busiest. Now, for me, because of the nature of the clients that I've got, I'm kind of busy throughout the entire day for most days. It's like early morning, you know, like this morning was a 5 a.m. start. It can then be mid-morning. It can be around the lunchtime. It can then be from early afternoon right through to later in the evening. So like yesterday, I started at 5:30 a.m. and I finished just after 8 p.m. last night. And I had, I think it's 12 client appointments, as well as a whole bunch of other admin, marketing, personal growth type things scheduled in there as well for the entire day. And I did my own workout as well. So I was, it was very focused. And by 8 o'clock last night, I was like, man, I'm feeling a little bit tired now. And I did sleep well last night, although I was awake at 4. This morning for a start at 5. And most people would say to me, oh, well, you get to have a break now. It's like, well, maybe most people that work in the industry that I work in would do that, and they'd go home and do nothing. And, you know, if you don't have a client to work with, you're not doing too much else. But that's not me. If you want to be successful, then you're working on, well, what's that next thing? How do I fill that schedule? How do I make sure that I'm adding value to people? What are the relationships I'm building, et cetera, et cetera? And so I think for me, the drive to keep doing that comes to the urgency that I place on it. Now, if I don't keep doing those things to, say, fill up my funnel of clients, once the at the bottom of the funnel, those clients, once they decide to move on, then you've got nothing else in there, and ultimately you have no money to buy food, to pay your bills, and how to live the lifestyle that you want to live, etc. And it runs out, and they say, oh gosh, I need to do something about that. Now, this is the main reason in the health and wellness fitness industry that most people have multiple jobs, because they don't know how to run a proper business to make it sustainable, to make it successful. And they probably shouldn't be business owners. They need to go and work for someone. So it's a major problem. The reason that I make it work is I do believe it's the urgency that I put around the work that I do. I make it necessary that I have to do the work that I need to do today. Today being Thursday is a freer client day. I have an early morning start, and then, excuse me, I then work with our clients tonight. And so if people looked at my schedule, sorry, I've got a frog in my throat, just give me a second. they could say, oh, you don't have any clients, therefore you can just have the day off. Well, the answer to that is, well, I could, but how does that help me grow? And the answer to that is it doesn't. So what I do is things like I'm doing now. I'm focusing on, I've had a couple of hours work early this morning. I'm going to now go for it. It's about a 5 kilometer walk and get up the steps that I want to get today, because then I'm going to be spending time in the office working hard to achieve the things that I've already scheduled from yesterday into my calendar to get done. I'll do a workout probably just prior to lunch or just prior to dinner. I have to double check my schedule, and that's important for me to make sure that I'm working on myself from a health perspective, filling my bucket back up, and staying really, really focused on what's important for me to grow and to keep pushing myself to achieve the growth that I want to achieve for my business. So I put urgency around doing those particular tasks. If I didn't, then I'm not going to run a successful business, and I might as well just go and work for someone else. I don't want to conduct myself that way. And it has taken a lot of effort to do that. It's easy to do nothing. It's hard to do everything. But it's rewarding, and it's worth doing it. So obviously I'm talking about this in the context of business, but the same principles apply to your health and wellness. Like, it's the urgency that you place around it. If you don't link up the fact that giving yourself the best possible health you can for you at your age right now, if you don't link that up with, okay, well, that means that I'm going to have more energy, it means that I'm going to be more focused, clear, more clearly thinking, I'm going to feel better about myself. My mental health is going to only take a positive uplift because of what I'm doing to support myself. Then, if you don't link it to those things, then you're not going to make the transition from where you are to the best version of you. But as soon as you do, you'll never ever stop, because you can see, feel all the benefits from that positive action that you've been taking. And that's why I'm able to be successful at what I do, because I've connected all of those things for me to the success of me by making sure that my health is my number one priority. And because years ago I linked up the success of me, my health and everything with those things, split pace. It's enabled me to be more successful, not just in what it is that I'm doing for my health, my wellness, my fitness, but also my business, wealth creation, relationships, all types of relationships. So when you form those strong links with the actions that you're taking, then it becomes very clear as to why you need to keep doing this. It's like most of us shower every single day. At some point, you're going to work out that, golly, if I don't shower, I start to smell, I start to not feel good, I'm not sleeping as well, etc., etc. So you start to connect the fact that, well, if I have a shower or multiple, I have 2 showers a day, then you are going to realize that, well, there's some benefits of doing that. And yeah, you don't smell and people don't think you smell and all that kind of stuff. You should be taking care of yourself. The same with your energy. If you don't eat, then at some point you're going to collapse because your blood sugar is so low. And so you've realized that, well, if I eat, then I feel better. And then as you get more education and I guess trial and error, more things through your body, you realize that, oh, if I eat more of these things, then I feel much better. I perform much better. I think more clearly. I'm less bloated. I feel really good about what it is that I'm doing. And that makes it really exciting for you, because you can see that you're feeling a lot better. You do a little bit of training and you can start to notice that you're feeling better. about what it is that you're doing. Your body actually feels different, and then you start to notice the changes in your mindset, and your mental health starts to improve as well. And so if you start to connect with those things, and then you remain connected with those things, you'll never ever stop doing the things that you ultimately need to make a foundational part of your future and the healthy version of you. And sometimes you've got to try these things so that you can feel it. I'm sure there's not anyone on the planet that would not grasp the theory that, well, if I eat better and I do the right types of exercise, then I'm going to perform better, look better, have better mental health. Like, it makes sense. And yet, why do we live in a world that is getting more and more unhealthy? It's because people make up excuses as to why, too tired, no time, etc. But if you connect the dots more solidly, you'll never ever stop. And so it's the same principles of what I do in business. If you know what it takes to be successful, why would you not do those things? It's because of the excuses that you make up, the lack of urgency that you put into it, the fact that you know that actually it's going to take work. Do I have what it takes? Well, do you? You're only going to know if you give it a shot and you go all in on it. So it's a real journey. It's a real journey. It's worth it though. Anything worth achieving is going to be hard work. Absolutely going to be hard work. You got to love the journey. That's the thing. Whatever it is that you're doing, you got to love the process. And that's what I've changed my life to be able to do. The things that I love doing, do them consistently. They're not all easy. In fact, many of them are quite hard. But it's the outcomes that I love. And look, I enjoy the process. People say I don't like the burn when doing a workout. Well, I love that feeling because I know that I'm pushing myself. I know that I'm working. If I don't feel that burn, I know, okay, you didn't push hard enough. So that's what I think about that. But the urgency is a big driver for me. I make things urgent. I connect with the outcome and I just keep going until it's done. So on that note, you have a great day wherever you are. Stay healthy, stay focused. I'm going to enjoy my walk, record another podcast for the Mental Toughness and Body Show. And I will see you soon. Tomorrow, in fact. Bye for now.